Very good.
We've got another one.
Okay, I'd like to call the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of September 23rd, 2025, to order. And the first order of business will be our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Secretary, roll call, please.
Commissioner Longton.
Here.
Commissioner Terry.
Here.
Commissioner Gillette.
Here.
Commissioner Pike.
Here.
And Commissioner Gerard, I am here. Commissioner Lundy. You're here.
Here.
And Commissioner Koblick.
Here.
Commissioner Sumner. He has, looks like he's absent. Okay. And Chairman Pinias.
Here. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We have no additions or changes to the agenda this evening. You have your minutes in front of you. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the August 26th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Motion and a second. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Anyone abstain?
Abstain.
Mr. Longton will abstain. Minutes are approved. Item six of our agenda this evening is remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. Do we have anyone in the public that has a remark that's not related to the agenda? Hearing none, we're going to move on to our public hearings. First public hearing, 7A, 25-4-257, Chesterfield Road, 029-066-000, which is a four-lot re-subdivision. And the owner, Zachary Cash, applicant Michael DeZortles. Public hearing was opened on 7/22/25, and we have an extension granted to 9/23/25. Meredith.
Thank you. Meredith Badaluca for the record. This application was before us, and the public hearing did open last month, or I'm sorry, on 7/22/25, as Chairman Pinias stated. My new comments for the record are, we are working with the applicant to obtain the revised drainage easement, which the town attorney will need to review and approve. And the town attorney has also requested a certificate of title for review and approval. We are also waiting on the town attorney's approval on the shared driveway agreement. Those can both be conditions of approval. At the request of the applicant, a meeting was held on September 5th, 2025 at 9 a.m. in room 203 of the town hall to discuss outstanding comments from the town engineer and the public works director. The following individuals were present for this meeting: Michael Desitels, the applicant; Brian Florick, his land surveyor; Joe Wren, his PE; the town engineer Kyle Hollert was there; public works director John Carlson was there; Stacy Radford as the CEO, and myself. The meeting was recorded, and the audio can be found at the link that's in the staff report before you. It is also listed on the town website so that the public could also go and listen to that meeting. I did speak with the town attorney, and that's the way he stated that we should do this meeting, since it was part of a public hearing. The applicant's engineer, Joe Wren, had indicated in an email dated September 12th, 2025, the drainage report says 12 by 14 preformed scour hole, but Kyle and I agreed that it is way oversized, intended more for interstate highway infrastructure, so we agreed that an 8 by 8 preformed scour hole would be more appropriate for this circumstance. I did send that email off to Kyle from CLA, and he did confirm in an email dated September 12th, 2025, that they did have that discussion, and it's been made part of the record, since the drainage report states one thing, but they spoke of another. My two outstanding staff review comments are just the drainage easement, the certificate of title, and the driveway agreement. The town engineer has indicated, and you have a copy attached to your packet, he provided comments on 9/15/25 with a couple recommendations for conditions of approval. The applicant has asked that instead of it saying any lot, that it be the one lot that the drainage easement is on. If you agree with that, then my conditions of approval in the staff report would need to be updated. He feels that he should be able to convey the other three lots before he does the public improvements on that one lot. Kyle had stated any lot, and typically in a subdivision, we will do any. You can't convey any lots until the public improvements are completed. I did tell the applicant that I would bring it to the commission's attention, what his request was. Mm. The applicant is here if you have any additional questions for him.
Are those improvements being bonded?
They will be. The $9,500 bond.
Commission members, any questions as of yet?
I have two questions.
Go ahead, Mr. Pike.
I don't know what a scour hole is.
At the end of the, and Chairman Pinas, if I'm describing this incorrectly, please correct me. At the end of the drainage, the rip wrap.
Oh, okay. All right, and so the other question I have is that you stated there's a precedence already for any lot versus a specific lot, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Josh, any questions?
How deep is the sewer that runs through there? Are they going to have to pump it to the pipe, to the main line, or is it going to have to? Is it gravity fed?
As far as I am aware, they have not submitted plans to the WPCA yet, which that would come as part of the individual lot development, as far as I'm aware. Is that correct, Mike? You have not submitted the individual lot? I can't answer how deep it is, but they will be hooked up to the municipal city.
The last
Yeah, please, if you would, state your name for the record, and thank you.
Mike Desitels. The lot next to my lot one was gravity-fed. Mr. Ray's Ranch, Rick built the house there, and he gravity-fed it. Hmm.
Okay. There was an easement that runs through there somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, that feeds into Black Ash Swamp. It's like right up the street, maybe. I'm not.
So you said any is usually the verbiage. If we choose to allow the lot, what would be the could be the repercussions for the town for that? If something were to happen, could he not develop that last lot?
So if we condition it and say just that one lot, mm-hmm. he can't sell that. He could sell off the other three lots, but he would not be able to sell off that lot until he did the public improvements of the drainage.
And it would not affect the other three lots if we decided just to go with that one lot. Would it affect the other three lots in any way?
That one lot is in between two other
right.
built out lots at this point. I'm not the town engineer, so I don't want to say it will not have.
Did he have any comments
any
on that?
His suggestion was any lot before any lot was conveyed. But I did not, Mike just asked me this tonight before the meeting, so I did not have a chance to talk to Kyle.
Okay.
John, questions?
Not right now.
Okay. Applicant, anything you want to add at this point before we go to the public? Okay. Anyone in the public like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone like to speak in opposition to the application? Anyone like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Last call. Anyone like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone like to speak in opposition to the application? I'll go back to the commission. Questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. And Meredith, your report indicates what we just discussed, that it reads that any lot
correct
requires the public improvement to be completed prior to the sale of any lot.
Correct.
That's what's in your conditions at this point. Okay. All right. I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
If there's no other.
I'll second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. The public hearing is closed. We can move on to agenda item 7B, which is discussion and decision on the same 257 Chesterfield Road for lot re-subdivision. You have a draft motion. And the policy has been that public improvements are completed first in a situation like this. Is there a consensus to change that at this point? Or, I mean, it is bonded. You know, he would forfeit a bond. I'm not trying to urge it one way or another. I'm just trying to paint the picture real clear of what you have in front of you. So, if you want to deviate from that, we'd have to change the condition to do so. If you want to stick with the policy we've been with, the motion's in place to do that.
What's your thoughts, Chairman? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm sorry. But, you know, I mean, is... let's go either way.
Personally, I think if it's bonded, the town's protected, providing that a bond is accurate. So therefore, you know, I have no issue allowing lots to be sold, providing the bond is in place for that improvement, not for E&S and not for anything else, strictly for those improvements. You know, I think the town's protected in that situation.
So what would be the process to deviate from the policy?
We'd ask Meredith to make a note right now in her draft motion conditions. Appears that she's willing to do so. Wills, what do you think?
Oh, okay. Well, I understand what you're saying, Bill. I think it sets a dangerous precedence for going forward in planning and zoning. Not in a bad way, but everybody's going to come in and say, hang on, you did that for one person. Now you got to do it for me. And I agree with you on the bonding part. If we're protected, if the town's protected, I do support that, but I just want to make sure that everybody in the commission understands if we do this, that will be the standard coming forward. Whether it's a lawyer or a developer, that's going to be the standard coming forward. And I am fine with it if we choose as a team to do that.
And again, I'll just add to this. This is on an existing town road.
Yep.
It's not a town road to be built, to be accepted. So the risk is in the one lot. And the one lot he will not be able to sell until the improvements are on. So I think you have a couple means of protection in this case. I think if it was something totally different and we were talking about a road that hasn't been accepted yet, I think there's more risk in that. In this case here, the risk is in the one lot, can't move. So
would we require a motion to make that change?
I think so. Yes. So
change.
Add the condition.
Change the condition that's in my staff report.
To reflect.
And when you do the motion, instead of saying the conditions in the staff report.
We'll note your change if that's an agreement. So
right.
I'll entertain a motion to add that to the report.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. And we have a motion and a second. All in favor of allowing the other lots to be sold without the improvement being performed on the one lot that will have a bond in place. All those in favor of doing that?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. All those against? Looks like we'd like you to add that, if you would.
So what I'm going to change in the condition on
yep.
the staff report is 1 through 17 are listed, and then the next heading says conditions prior to conveyance of any lot and issuance of zoning permit for individual lot development. I'm going to change that to say conditions prior to conveyance of lot 1 and issuance of zoning permits for individual lot development.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Yep. If you have that verbiage there.
Yeah.
And you would like to bring it up, I'll entertain a motion to approve this with the new condition added.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Would you like to bring that up? Or well, we should read the change
yes.
into the record, okay?
Yep.
We should read the initial motion, right? Chuck, if you would do that, you made the motion.
Read the entire motion?
Read the beginning and note the numbers, one through whatever they are, and read the change that Meredith has put in place.
Okay, I make a motion to approve with conditions numbered 1 through 20, as indicated in the staff report dated September 19th, 2025, application 25, sub 4, for a four-lot re-subdivision of 257 Chesterfield Road, parcel ID 029-066-000, in that the application, supporting documentation, and a plan set entitled DeSalto's re-subdivision, 257 Chesterfield Road, Montville, Connecticut, parcel ID 029-066-000, dated June 10th, 2024, revised September 10th, 2025, comply with all applicable sections of the Montville zoning regulations and subdivision conditions. And under the conditions as are in the package, and we're going to change the conditions prior to conveyance of any lot and issuance of zoning permit for individual lot development to conditions prior to conveyance of lot 1 and issuance of zoning permit for individual lot development. All other items in the suggested motion remain as stated.
Okay, thank you. Second?
Lisa? Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Okay, okay.
Mr. Secretary, please.
Okay. Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette.
Favor.
Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
Commissioner Jard. Yes, favor. Commissioner Lundy.
In favor.
Commissioner Kobelik.
In favor.
Commissioner Summers is absent. Commissioner Chairperson. Chairman.
In favor.
Yes.
Okay. Approved. Thank you.
I have one. Is it too late to ask a question?
Well, you can ask a question. We can't change anything at this point. We just voted.
The applicant is on his way, so I just had a little bit of concern about where the fill was placed.
Yeah.
Without compaction, whether the topsoil was stripped out from underneath it or it was just filled in. That's something that that'll come about with the footing inspection when somebody goes to dig footings. But
should be, yes.
You're hopefully right. That is caught.
Yep. Oh, good point. Okay, thank you. We're going to move on in our public hearings. Agenda item 7C, 25, sub 6, 71 Moxley Road, 017-012-000. It's a two-lot re-subdivision. The owner is Walter Wainwright, Jr. The applicant is Walter Wainwright, Jr. This was submitted on 7/30/25, received 8/26/25. The public hearing is set for this evening, and the public hearing must close within 35 days. So a public hearing is now open on this application. Meredith, what do we have?
This is a re-subdivision to create two lots at the property located at 71 Moxley Road. Background on this property was originally subdivided as part of the Oakland Park subdivision in 1978. In May of 83, the zoning, at the time it was called the Zoning and Planning Commission, approved a sawmill and a wholesale retail outlet on this property. In January of 98, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved to construct a 190-foot radio tower and antenna for wireless communication purposes with appropriate guide wire and chain link fence with a small utility sheds and driveway. March of 2002, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a 35-foot by 50-foot steel storage building on the property. This property is located within the light industrial zoning district. The applicant is proposing an interior lot for where the cell tower is. They're not proposing any additional improvements to the property. They're just giving the cell tower their own parcel. That will be an interior lot, which, as you know, you have to have a 25-foot wide access strip and access via a shared driveway. I will point out that I updated your staff reports that are in front of you late this afternoon. You do have the newest one in your packet. Attorney Chase and I had spoke about the shared driveway agreement, and he will be providing that for review and approval by the town attorney after any approval, and we had spoke about adding that as a condition of any approval this commission makes, and I forgot to add it to the conditions of approval, so I did update the staff report in front of you to reflect that change, and that is for the shared driveway as indicated in zoning regulations section 4.11.4. Both of the proposed lots meet the minimum lot size and minimum frontage and setback requirements of section 12 and the requirements for an interior lot. The property is currently developed with a sawmill and telecommunications tower. Like I said, they're not proposing any new development on the property at this time. They're just seeking to create two lots, one for the sawmill operation and one for the telecommunication tower. There are wetlands on this property, and the Inland Wetlands Commission voted to forward a favorable report to the P&Z on August 21st, 2025. A copy of it is in the record. The fire marshal did have a comment stating that the driveway must be able to handle the weight and 10-foot width of our ladder truck. I did speak with the applicant's surveyor, and he pointed out that as this property is a sawmill, they have logging trucks that go over, and the driveway supports the weight of the logging trucks, so it would be able to support the weight of the fire truck. I have no other comments. The applicant's land surveyor is here if you have any questions for him or comments.
Okay. Everyone familiar where the property is? Okay. Yeah. Chuck, you have a question.
I have a question regarding the 25-foot 25-foot width access road.
Yeah.
For large trucks, is there room for those trucks to be able to turn around and come back down?
The logging trucks?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
They have a shared driveway already, and as part of the sawmill. Let's see in pictures.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Boy, I see it right here.
In your pictures, the red building is what the sawmill is currently using, so they can go in here.
Okay. I just want to make sure the truck doesn't have to back down the road after coming in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Commission members?
So I'm a little puzzled. Why is it Fire Marshal being so specific about the fire apparatus, specifically the ladder truck? I don't ever remember us talking about a specific safety piece of equipment, i.e. the ladder truck. Is there a specific reason why he's making that?
I cannot speak for him.
The winds of change.
This is Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle.
I understand. I just was curious. We've approved a lot of things where emergency vehicles, we require them to have access. This sounds very specific to me, and I was just curious. You know, that's all.
Maybe it's the longest truck.
I think it's the biggest piece that's available.
It is the biggest piece we have in town.
But if it can go, everybody else can go.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Gillette, any questions? Lisa?
None.
Josh? Sarah?
Nope.
Okay. Public hearing. We're going to go to the public. Anyone like to speak in favor of the application? Attorney Chase, you speak in favor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. And
the winds of change are here.
Members. Thank you. Attorney John Chase, for the record, representing the applicant, Walter Wainwright. And I could not introduce the subject of the application any better, I think, than the report that's been prepared by the assistant planner. But I would simply like to emphasize that that there is no change, no physical change proposed to the property. There's no development proposed, nothing of that nature. It's simply a situation where my client, Mr. Wainwright, has for many years now leased a small portion of his property to a cell tower company, in this case SBC. And as time has gone on, the parties have made the decision that they'd like to proceed instead in a situation where the cell tower company owns its land. And in order to do so, a subdivided parcel for those purposes would still need to meet the ordinary requirements of a building lot for purposes of your regulations. And in this case, it's going to be just a little bit bigger because there's some additional land at the rear that's of no practical use to my client because of the proximity of wetlands. It makes better sense to just include it with the tower parcel. With me tonight is Mr. Rick Deschamps, the surveyor who prepared the plans. I don't think that there has been any question expressed in the staff report as to anything in those plans. He is here tonight, though, if there are any such questions. And I would simply like to address one small point that was aptly raised also by the assistant planner, and that's that you, of course, have, in accordance with your regulations, it's actually under 4.11.4.1, a requirement that any interior lot, which the proposed new lot here consists of, that's served by a shared driveway, that in that circumstance a shared driveway agreement must be submitted, must be approved by your attorney. Here, because of the rather slow pace of things in terms of the progress of circumstances with the with the current lessee of the site, SBC, we're not at the point, unfortunately, where that agreement is quite ready yet. And at the same time, so as to not hold up the progress of this matter, which my client certainly desires to proceed with, the assistant planner has recommended that in this case, the shared driveway agreement be a condition of approval. We agree with that condition. We accept that condition as we do the other proposed conditions of approval. And that way, the parties will have you know, at least the next 90 days to proceed to bring their concerns or rather their individual needs to shape in such an agreement. It should not be that complicated. This is a situation where the parties have coexisted and used that existing driveway for many years, essentially on the basis of a handshake. Now that simply needs to be reduced to writing, and so we would we're very appreciative of the recommendation that that be a condition of approval, because if it does take even a little longer than I anticipate, that way the commission's decision is not held up, and it's simply incumbent upon Mr. Wainwright and, you know, in fact, the parties to the agreement concerning the future sale of the property to get together and conclude that agreement as rapidly as they can. And so, without anything further on my part, again, we're very pleased to accept the proposed conditions of approval, and we ask for the commission's favorable vote tonight on this application. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Anyone wish to speak in favor? Anyone looking to speak in opposition? Last call. Anyone to speak in favor? Anyone to speak in opposition? Questions from the commission? I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Anyone abstain? Public hearing is closed. Which leads us to discussion and decision on the 25 sub 6 71 Moxley Road, two lot re-subdivision. Walter Wainwright Jr., the applicant. You have a draft motion.
I'll make the motion.
Please do. Thank you, Sarah.
I make a motion to approve with conditions number 1 through 10 as indicated in the staff report dated September 23rd, 2025. Application 25 sub 6 for a two lot subdivision of 71 Moxley Road, parcel ID 017-012-000, in that the application, supporting documents, and a plan set entitled Resubdivision Plan Prepared for Walter N. Wainwright Jr., 71 Moxley Road, Montville, Connecticut, prepared by Advanced Surveys LLC, dated 5-2-2025, revised 8-7-2025. Complies with all applicable sections of the Montville Zoning Regulations and Subdivision Regulations.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and I would love a roll call vote.
Okie dokie. Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette.
Favor.
Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
And I approve it. I'm in favor. And Commissioner Lundy.
In favor.
Commissioner Koblick.
In favor.
Summers is not here, and Chairman Pia. Yeah.
Yes, in favor.
And you're allowed to wrestle.
Okay. You approved. Thank you. Good evening. Agenda number 8, old business, we have none. Agenda number 9, item number 9, new business. We have 25 sub 7, 47 Sharp Hill Road, 023-063-000. 23 lot re-subdivision, the owner, R&N Holding Company, LLC. The applicant is Mount Kineo Builders, LLC. Submitted on 9/5/25, date of receipt 9/23/25. Public hearing date to be set. So I believe that's all we are doing on this. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. The commission should receive the application and vote to set the public hearing. My suggestion would be October 28th.
Okay. I make a motion to set a public hearing on the 3rd of October, 2023.
No, October 28th, 2023.
Oh, October 28th.
2025.
Correction?
2025. Jesus, John.
2025.
It's like living in a time warp with you.
Yeah. Okay. Approve. To approve to set a public hearing on the 28th of October, 2025.
Bravo. All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Chuck. All in favor for the public hearing on October 28th, 2025?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Anyone abstain? Okay. Public hearing is set for October 28th, 2025. Part B to this is agenda item 9B, 25SP1-47. And this is the 47 Sharp Hill Road, 23-lot cluster re-subdivision, which requires its own public hearing.
Correct.
So we need to set a public hearing date for the cluster re-subdivision of the same property.
I make a motion that we set the date for the public hearing to be October 28th, 2025.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone oppose? Anyone abstain? Public hearing set, October 28th, 2025. Okay. Under new business, we're going to move to agenda item 9C. This is a site plan approval, 25 site 7-1080, Route 32, 086-004-000. Property lot description, change in use to auction facility. The owner, Drive-In LLC, the applicant, Sammy P. Incorporated, the principal, Sammy Piotrowski. Submitted 9/9/25, date of receipt 9/23/25, and drop dead date is 11/27/25. Meredith, you have a staff report for us.
I do.
Okay.
Meredith Badaluca for the record. The proposal for this application is to change the use of the existing building to an auction/sales space and use the site itself for an auction facility. Activities will include the gathering of equipment, vehicles, people for auctions, including timed, live, and private treaty sales, as well as marketing, advertising, and promotions. I do have a background on the property in your staff report, which I went over most of it last year when this application was before us. But for the two commissioners that were not on the commission, Commissioner Gillette and Chairman Pinaz, I will reiterate that this commission did approve application 24, site 6, on August 27th, 2024. And that approval was for an administrative office and accessory dry storage area for records and office materials equipment. They're now coming in and proposing the auction use of that property. Staff staff did go out on September 18th, 2025 as part of the application review. We took some pictures and included that in your staff report for you to review. The property is located in the C2 Commercial 2 Zoning District and also in the Route 32 Overlay Zone. That the C2 Zoning District allows for activities involving the sales of goods or services carried out for a profit. Therefore, staff feels that an auction facility is included in that definition. The applicant is also proposing a 12-foot by 48-foot temporary office trailer for use during construction of building improvements. This is allowed per zoning regulation section 4.11.9.2. That section also states that the trailer shall be removed within 30 days of project completion, and the applicant has noted that on the site plan. Per zoning regulation section 18.14, adequate lighting shall be provided in all lots of more than 15 spaces, except where the commission may determine that such parking areas will never be used at night. Due to that regulation, I had asked the applicant to, if they were intending on using the auction patron parking area at night, as the parking area near the building is lighted, but I did not see any lights in the auction patron parking area. And they had indicated in their response letter dated September 19th, 2025, no auctions are intended to be scheduled at night. Per zoning regulation section 18.16.1.1, the applicant needed to provide 10% of the lot area as a landscape area, and they have provided more than the requirement. They are providing 101,472 square feet of landscaping, and that is shown on the plan on sheet 4, and the location of the plantings is on sheet 3. The town engineer had asked the applicant to show the anticipated number of patron/vehicles for auctions, to show the number of available parking spaces on the gravel surface and how they interact with traffic patterns throughout the site. Also, they asked how the traffic and parking will be managed on site during live auction days. The applicant indicated in the response letter dated September 19th, 2025, there are a total of 129 parking spaces, 112 available parking spaces on the gravel surface that will enter and exit via the gated gravel drives through the site. The applicant further indicated that auction staff will be present to direct traffic patterns for patrons on live auction days. Equipment scheduled for auction will be delivered to the site prior to live auction days without interaction with the patrons. The town engineer asked for additional clarification on the callouts labeled future fences on the plan, and the applicant stated in part that future fences will run along or in close proximity to the property boundary line and or existing tree line to be installed in a convenient location to reduce additional clearing. As part of this application, the applicant is asking per regulation 17.5 for determination by this commission on sections 17.45, 17.47, 17.4.15. I did list in your staff report what those sections are and what the applicant is stating for the reasons for asking for the determination. I will note that in the last approval, they asked for these determinations as well, and they were granted.
Okay.
All of my previous technical review comments have been addressed by the applicant. I would like to point out that I spoke with the town attorney, the town engineer regarding the bond. currently on this site, they have a bond of $20,000 for zoning permit number 24ZP24 and a $10,000 bond for zoning permit number 24ZP167. When speaking with Kyle from CLA, he feels that the $20,000 bond is sufficient and that we could close out all previous zoning applications should this be approved, open a new zoning permit for this approval, and transfer the $20,000 bond to this zoning permit. And obviously return the $10,000. All departments have provided their comments. They're all indicated in your staff report. I would like to just point out that the police department has stated in their comments dated 9/19/25, the Montville Police Department does not see anything of concern on the plans in general. However, we do require that when there is any construction involving connection with or in the area of involving Route 32, that all work be brought to the Montville Police Department for mandatory traffic control on Route 32 by a police officer officers. The commission will need to make two different motions, and they're both a suggestion is in here.
Okay.
The applicant, Sammy Petrowski, is here if anyone has any questions for him or for me.
Okay.
What does the applicant intend to do for the auction patrons in terms of sanitation? Are there going to be facilities for them to use?
There are facilities, and correct me if I'm wrong, there are facilities in the building.
Yeah.
And August Health has reviewed and has stated that they will be able to handle that many patrons.
How many people is that many patrons? Any idea?
Well, the septic was designed for the drive-in theater, and they say it's well oversized.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a lot of urinals. 1,000 people. Easy, right, for the drive-in back in the day, right? A
lot of urinals.
Yeah.
Mr. Sammy, would you like to state your name and address for the record and answer some
questions?
I'm not
used to being behind a microphone, so you'll have to excuse me. Sammy Petrowski for Drive-In LLC and for Sammy P. Incorporated. To answer your question, we are putting three handicap bathrooms in the building. We also have portalettes on the day of an auction, always, week before and the week after. But before I answer all of these questions, there's a couple of things I'd like to say. Meredith, you explained pretty much everything better than I think I could have done, and I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
But I will tell you that since I've been in this town, from the mayor's office across to everyone that in this town that is an official has done nothing but help me through this process. I always kind of had a feeling that Montville was like that, and I can attest to it. I had an auction business in Franklin, Connecticut for a lot of years, and it meant a lot to me to do it there. But at this stage of my career, I really feel like I'm home as far as my professional career in the auction business. And for that, I need to thank everybody in this town. Everybody has been very helpful, very informative, and I can't thank everybody enough for doing that. We've been at this auction business for a little while, so we kind of know what's coming at us. No, we don't intend to run at night, but I can tell you some of my auctions, if you've ever intended, have a tendency to start early in the morning and run a little bit late. But I don't see that happening here. The site is probably the best site I have ever seen in any town or any auction facility, per se. It's just, we have dry land, we have parking, we have designated fences and gates to make sure that equipment does not interfere with the public when they intend these sales. So I can honestly say that as long as I've been at it in this business, most of us are pretty safety conscious, and we haven't had a problem or an accident. Knock on wood. That being said, I'd love to answer any questions that anyone may have, but I think that the zoning enforcement officer and Meredith, the assistant planner, have done a good job in explaining. There are a couple of little faux pas that are in here. The temporary trailer, which we are using right now, was not intended for that use. That is a trailer that was specifically built for auctions that we run off-site. And we are taking that trailer. It probably will be housed here, but it doesn't get used here. We have another trailer, and the size of that trailer is not 12 by 48. It is 8.5 by 28. It's a smaller trailer, and that's the one that we're going to use until we get our building done. And we know what our responsibilities are in the building. The officials have told us what we need to do, and we're trying to accommodate everybody to be able to do that. So I'm hoping that going forward, everything that's been done for me continues, and I appreciate it. Your board, people in the town hall, the mayor, the police, everybody has been very supportive, and I couldn't be more appreciative. If you have any questions that I can answer, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have a question. Do these auctions take place every week?
No.
Once a month?
No.
Like, what do you think?
It's only got a bunch of stuff.
4 to 6 times a year.
Okay.
Thank you. Questions?
No, thank you.
Rules.
Curiosity question, drive-in screen.
I love that screen.
I do too.
I love that screen. People have asked me if I can figure out a way to keep kids from climbing up there and putting graffiti. I'm going to try. But we like that screen. There's two things that I've told everybody that I work with. I want to preserve the screen, and I want to preserve the ticket booth.
What? Oh, so ticket booth, nice.
The ticket booth is there, and we're going to use it. So just so you know.
John, any questions?
Nope.
Sarah?
No, thank you.
Josh?
any intent in the future of putting like a maintenance building or a garage like you had in Franklin to perform repairs before, prior to the sale?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I do not intend to do that. Probably I might put up one of these temporary buildings, these hoop houses that they put on Jersey barriers, only to put when we get small items, support items, pumps, generators, things like that, I might put one of those temporary, just contractors like their stuff undercover. Mm. So we may put one of those up just so we can take care of the people that take care of us. Mm.
Sammy, the question's been asked, so for clarification for the commission, your auction items primarily are construction related.
Construction and transportation.
Oh.
That's the biggest part of what we do.
Okay.
And for those that are either curious or, I don't know, better word for curious, so I'll just leave it curious.
Rosie?
We were prohibited from engaging in the auction business until July 13th of 2025. That is no longer the case. And as I've told my competitors, I'm sort of like Houdini. If there's life after death, I might be back. So I'm back.
Thank you.
Anything else I could answer for anyone?
Okay.
So yes, sir.
We need a little preview of the auction comment and how you're going to...
You'd
like me to auction something?
Yeah.
25, a bit of 50, 7,500, a bit of 25, 125, a bit of 57, and I'll put that on the record.
Thank you very much.
Did you get
John, you have yes, yes. So mostly you call it construction. No farm equipment like track, like
yeah, we get
like
farm, we
like
get
some
farm
tractors
equipment.
And okay.
I have scoured, just so you know, I have scoured the entire country.
Okay.
The entire country for a Massey Harris.
Oh, I don't know that.
Massey Harris 101 Super. Now, why would I look for a tractor like that? I never owned one. And we were poor immigrant farmers in Columbia, Connecticut. And we had a Farmall dealership in Willimantic, Connecticut called Wright's Tractor. That's where we did our business. But for those of you that go back in history, you'll see a picture of this old farmer at what is now St. Bernard's High School. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of a farmer on a Massey Harris 101 Super. And that is your chairman's grandfather. And I will not stop until I find him.
No, really.
You should put that picture up on the screen.
Well, it'll have to be there in the nighttime.
But I will find one.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you, Mr. Petrowski.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay. Commission members, any other questions? You have a draft motion.
Two more things. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Please.
As the applicant stated, the incorrect size of the temporary construction trailer is on the plan.
Okay.
If we're going to approve this, I believe we should ask that that plan be updated with the correct size of the construction trailer and the correct location if it's not going to be where it is on the plan.
Okay. So we'll
which is a
we'll add it to a add it as a condition
simple,
of approval that the site
change.
Plan will reflect the accurate office trailer and location.
And okay. Then, just for the record, if you do a pool house in the future, that could be done via a zoning permit.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to put a foundation on.
Yep. Stacy can just do it via a zoning permit. So when you're ready to do that, that will be needed or part of this approval.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
Did you have anything, Stacy?
Stace?
That's part of this site plan approval is mm-hmm. underway, so we just want to make sure that if we're going to approve this tonight, that if we're not going to approve this tonight and table it for any reason, that we make sure that the work stops until the approval comes through by this commission.
Okay.
As part of regular procedure, normally work can't commence until you receive your approval.
Okay.
Does that include the fence?
Yes.
The fence?
Is the fence part of what you're saying, just that?
It's shown on this.
Okay. So we're going to add that to the condition. Other than that, we have two things we need to approve tonight, right? So you have your first motion.
One right here. Mm-hmm. I think you know.
So that we find the zoning regulations section 17.4.5, 17.4.7, 17.415. Would someone like to make that motion?
I make a motion to find that ZR section 17.4.5, 17.4.7, and 17.4.15. for the reasons stated in the application materials and staff report dated September 22nd, 2025 are not necessary or required to reach a decision on application 25, site 7.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? And are we all clear what these apply to?
I don't know about the rest. I am. I was here at the time. Okay. I don't know about everybody else, but.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Roll call vote.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette.
Favor.
Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
And I say favor too. And Commissioner Lundy.
In favor.
And Commissioner Kubelik.
In favor.
Numbers is not here. And Chairman Pinias.
In favor. Okay. So the first motion that passes. Entertain a motion for a favorable approval.
I'll read it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And just as a reminder, please include the added.
Yes, please.
Meredith, thank you.
Which now
says 1 through 21. This right here.
Correct. Revised site plan.
So I change all the numbers going down through it. Why did I volunteer for this?
It'll be a practice reading.
Okay. All right. I make a motion to approve with condition numbers 1 through 21, as indicated in the staff report dated September 22nd, 2025, application 25, site 7, for a change of the use of the existing building to an auction sales space and use the site for an auction facility at 1080 Route 32, 086/004/000 in accordance with the Montville zoning regulations and the application supporting documentation and plan set entitled Site Development Modification Plan prepared for Sammy P. Inc., 1080 Norwich, New London Turnpike, Connecticut Route 32, Montville, Connecticut, dated September 2025, revised 9/18/25, prepared by Boundaries LLC.
I'll second.
So I've got to go to the other piece here.
Oh, we don't think you're seconding.
We are adding after Mr. Chairman, you want me to just read them and then add accordingly?
You've already stated out 1 through 21. Just
yeah, okay. We are adding a new 14, which moves the numbers down to 21 as we stated. 14 is revised site plan to indicate correct size and location of temporary office trailer.
And I'll second.
Okay, motion and second. Any discussion? Josh, you good?
Yep.
Roll call vote, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette.
Favor.
Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
Commissioner Jardine. Yes, I agree. And Commissioner Lundy.
In favor.
Commissioner Kovalik.
In favor.
Numbers not here. And Chairman Pinias.
In favor. Site plan's approved. We wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me come home.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item number 10, zoning matters.
Let's see what matters.
Ms. Stacy Radford with the zoning report.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer for the record. This is the Zoning and Wetlands report for the period of August 26, 2025 through September 22, 2025. There were a total number of 232 inquiries to our office. There were a total number of zoning permits open at the beginning of the reporting period of 432. Four zoning permits were closed after the issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance with a field inspection. Five zoning permits were closed with no certificate of zoning compliance being required. There were a total number of 26 field inspections. A total number of 15 new zoning permits were issued, leaving a total number of zoning permits currently open of 438. There's one new zoning complaint or enforcement action. There are 15 ongoing complaints or enforcement actions. No zoning complaints were closed. There's one new wetlands complaint. There is one ongoing wetlands enforcement complaint. There's one wetlands complaint that was closed, and the Inland Wetlands Commission had a total of 8 applications before them this month. 5 were approved, and 3 were tabled to the next meeting. ZBA had no applications. This has been a bit of a peculiar month for us. There's been an excessive amount of inland wetlands applications, which put somewhat of a damper on my ability to go out and do final zoning inspections, and we are, as you can tell, short. Our admin is no longer with us, so Meredith and I are filling in as the admin in our department, so it does leave for little to no free time for me to go out to do my zoning inspections, but we're going to work through that hopefully rather quickly, but just to give you a little update as to how that is progressing.
Thank you, Stace. Any questions for Stacy? Thank you very much. And I'm familiar with the amount of effort and work it takes to prepare the staff reports, the zoning reports, the wetland reports have been more precise, concise, informative than they've ever been since I've been on this commission. You two are doing a great job, and you need to be, you know, acknowledged for that, especially you're a little shorthanded too in the office, but thank you very much. Your staff reports are right on target. Thank you very much. Appreciate the work. We have no land use director report this evening, or do we?
No.
Okay. And there is no other business. In the correspondence, we have Connecticut Siting Council, a 9-4-25 decision of TS-T Mobile 086250807. T-Mobile requests for an order to approve tower sharing at an existing telecommunications facility located at 1334 Route 85, Montville, Connecticut. Anything we need to know about that other than it's a...
They made a decision
made
on
a decision.
9-4, wrote us a letter on 9-4 saying they decided.
Okay.
All fabulous.
Not much we can do about that. We have no executive session this evening. And with that being said, unless there's anything else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Like riding a bike, right, Bill? Yeah.